Little Red Riding Hood and the Wolf by Roald Dahl.
As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin, and Wolfie said, "May we come in?"
Well, Grandma was terrified. "He's going to eat me up," she cried.
And she was absolutely right. He ate her up in one big bite.
But Grandma's more than talk, and Wolfie wailed, "That's not enough.
I haven't yet begun to feel I have had a decent meal."
He ran around the kitchen, yelping, "I've got to have a second helping."
Then added with a frightful ear, "I'm therefore going to wait right here."
So Little Miss Riley could come home from walking in the wood.
He quickly passed on Grandma's clothes. Of course he hadn't eaten those.
He dressed himself in coat and hat. He put on shoes, and after that, he even brushed and filled his hair and sat himself in Grandma's chair.
In came the little girl in red. She stopped, she stared, and she said,
"What great ears you have, Grandma. All the better to hear you with," the wolf replied. "What great eyes you have, Grandma," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"All the better to see you with," the wolf replied. He sat there watching her and smiled. He thought, "I'm going to eat this child."
"Compared with her old grandmama, she's going to taste like caviar."
Then Little Red Riding Hood said, "But Grandma, what a lovely great big furry coat you have on."
"That's wrong," cried Wolf. "Have you forgot to tell me what big teeth I've got?"
Well, no matter what you say, I'm going to eat you up anyway."
The small girl smiled. One eye flickered. She whisked the pistol from her knickers.
She aims it at the creature's head, and bang, 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 she shoots him dead.
A few weeks later, I came across Miss Riding Hood.
But what a change, no cloak of red, no silly hood above her head.
She said hello, and please do note my lovely furry wolfskin coat.